are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just have to say thank you guys very, very much. As many of you know, this is my anniversary or my birthday of being on air, not my regular birthday. My birthday is June 16th. You guys should know about that. But this is my anniversary. 5 years ago today, January 9th, it was a Saturday at, I believe it was a 9 a.m. Or 10 a.m. I don't know what time. But anyway, KLAV. Allowed me to do my first show on air. And I was so nervous. So nervous. It was cold that day. I remember it was cold. I remember the engineer thought that, you know, I was crazy for some of the stuff I wanted to talk about. And it was before Obamacare passed or Obama took office. And so it was actually about medical. I mean, yeah, I was really prepared just to talk about medical. And here I am 5 years later, and I haven't gotten fired yet. Now, a lot of people do get fired on their anniversary. They do. You know, it's just one of those things where, they, you know, remember we talked about getting dumped, where you really don't want to dump somebody on their anniversary, even though it happens a lot. Someone's like, really? I've been with you for 5 years. Man, I've wasted a lot of time. Or any of my affiliates could say, gosh, we really wasted that much airtime on her. But hopefully today goes very, very smoothly. Hope it goes very unscathed. Also, exciting news for me today, the producers that are producing a television show with me in it are pitching it to the networks. So for anybody in the networks going, oh, I better check out Dr. Dahlia's show before I say yes or no, let's all kind of be on good behavior. Can we be on good behavior, please? You know, radio is interesting. You know, people ask if the TV show does go, am I going to leave radio? Oh, hell no. I mean, I love being on air. I love the fact that I could sit here and talk about anything, everything, you know, I get to say whatever I want, but I don't have to say it to people's face. You know, I get to hide in a little baby cove, right, with kind of soundproof walls and padding, you know, if I was in a asylum, right? You know, I'm in padded walls and the room's all closed and locked, and I get to sit here and go blah 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 blah. I love it. I love it. And I thank God for living in a country that gives me the freedom to do that. and have the freedom of speech or the perceived freedom of speech that I have. And I'm very grateful to those of you and our forefathers and our military who have allowed me to have the freedom to do this. So it's exciting. I don't think I would ever leave radio. I'm not planning on that. I mean, unless of course I get fired. And if I do get fired, it's your guys' job to tell whoever does fire me to get her back. But, you know, it's interesting. I'm watching this Chris Christie traffic jam gate. Are they calling it traffic jam gate or bridge gate? I can't believe how the media is more interested in what Chris Christie has to say for the traffic jam than what Hillary Clinton had to say with Benghazi. I just find that fascinating. Some of you have asked what the 91-year-old woman died of, who died due to traffic jam gate. I don't really know much about traffic jam gate. I guess the Washington Bridge got closed down. Governor Christie has been now, I guess, for the last hour, talking about how he didn't know about it, but he already fired the person responsible for that. And from what I understand, emergency crews were supposed to be bringing a 91-year-old woman, transporting her to the hospital because a 91-year-old had a heart attack. So I heard it was a heart attack, but she was alive during transport. That's what I heard. So I have no idea if the traffic jam gate caused her death, if she would have died anyway. Was she just pronounced dead at the hospital? Did she die en route? I don't have that information, so I apologize. So I'm really not going to talk too much about it because I don't know. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out what happened in Benghazi. I don't think I can handle traffic jam gate. I can't. But, of course, the media is going to make a big deal about it because people think Chris Christie is the front runner for the GOP, so everybody wants to rip on everybody. And, you know, I think there's more important news to talk about. It's like today, I want to talk about wedgies. And the reason I want to talk about wedgies is because somebody died. Right, from allegedly from an atomic wedgie, and a 33-year-old Oklahoma man is being charged with killing his stepfather by giving him an atomic wedgie. We are going to have to review what wedgies are, okay? We're also going to talk about how, I guess, somebody who was suffering from breast cancer decided to take some cesium tablets, inject them into her breast, thinking that, you know, that would, I guess, help her fight the cancer rather than other traditional treatment, and she dies. We got to talk about that and some of these treatments that people will go to rather than traditional treatments. There's a blood test that may detect cervical cancer. We need to talk about that because if we don't have to go through the pap smear anymore, that would be nice. And then the recession, some researchers believe, have made us physically ill. And
would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really appreciate it. It's my 5-year anniversary. One of you over the break asked if I could play my very first broadcast for you guys. You don't want to hear that. Trust me, you don't want to hear it. But I have been asked about playing some of the old best ofs from, like, right when Obamacare got passed. One of you had recalled I was, like, screaming on air. I'm like, what happened? I was actually at a Talkers radio conference. I was at Talkers coming back from New York, and we hear on the plane that Obamacare passed in Congress. And I come back on air the next day going, what the hell happened? I leave town and you guys do this? What? And I was pretty ticked. I can't play a lot of those old shows because the breaks are all different. I mean, I would have to find them and maybe play some excerpts. So I may work on that because I think that's a good idea. And I sound a lot younger and my voice is a lot lighter than it is. You know, as I start going through perimenopause, my voice starts to get lower. So about 5 years ago when I was on air, I'm like, oh, hi, everybody. It's Dr. Dahlia. Hi. And now I'm like this. So it's definitely interesting to listen to, but unfortunately, once I went national my brakes changed. And so rather than floating brakes, we kind of had fixed brakes. And so the shows don't line up, because I was thinking, why don't I play for you guys something back from 2009? That would be pretty fun. Some of my favorite shows, I was asked what would be some of my favorite shows, by some of the guys. One of my favorites was I pretended it was the 1980s, and I was reporting on what was going on with Ronald Reagan during the assassination, and what was happening, you know, in real time in the hospital, and how Diet Coke was supposed to be coming out and hitting the market. So I kind of did an 80s, right? We had some 80s music playing, and how I would have sounded like in the 80s, totally tubular, right? I called, Carter or Maximum Zoom Dweeb, and was really happy that Ronald Reagan was president. So it kind of went something like that. Another one of my favorite shows was The Sexual Fetishes. The first time we talked about sexual fetishes, that was really interesting because somebody called in about werewolves. And then I think another one of my favorite shows, which I'm going to do again, the subject, is we talked about your sign, your zodiac sign, and what medical conditions were related to your zodiac sign, like Aries, more prone to headaches. That we're going to revisit, because that's a cool one. A lot of you guys are into the zodiac sign, so I'm going to make sure we hit that again, because that was pretty fun. So I've definitely had some favorites. I need to go back and get everything organized as I built my studio. We had some little computer issues, so I don't have all my old shows, and not many people say that, but I'll try to get that together. All right, but today we are talking about wedgies today. Who knew that wedgies could be such a health risk? And a 33-year-old Oklahoma man, according to CBS News, has been charged with killing his stepfather by giving him an atomic wedgie. And the atomic wedgie killed him by suffocation. Because you guys kind of know the differences between a wedgie and an atomic wedgie. By the way, there are tons of wedgies. I'm going to teach you guys all about wedgies. Apparently, the regular wedgies where you just kind of lift the underwear up the crack and it really hurts, and which is very dangerous to the testicles, might add. An atomic wedgie is where you lift up the underwear and you pull it to where it goes over the person's head. Bradley Davis was charged with murder in the death of 58-year-old Denver St. Clair in a drunken family fight at a residence just east of Oklahoma City. Apparently, police arrested Davis on Tuesday. The affidavit said he grabbed St. Clair's underwear and gave him an atomic wedgie. Davis allegedly pulled the elastic waistband of St. Clair's underwear. This is not funny. Of St. Clair's underwear over his head and around his neck. Oklahoma Medical Examiner spokeswoman Amy Elliott said the cause of death was asphyxiation and blunt force trauma. See, I'm surprised it would be an asphyxiation. I would be concerned with neck trauma, cervical spine injury, because in order to make that underwear curl up, you would have to bring the neck into an awkward position to make that happen. But then again, that could also cause tracheal compromise, and you'd not be able to breathe with that. Potawatomi, if I'm pronouncing that right, County Sheriff Deputy Travis Palmer said Davis and St. Clair were drinking beer the night of December 21 at the older man's residence. Then St. Clair started speaking ill about Davis's wife, who was Davis, or I'm sorry, speaking ill about his wife, who was Davis's mother. All right, and he said, well, you don't talk about my mother. Investigators said St. Clair's elastic waistband was stretched over his head and that it left ligature marks around his neck. Blood spatter was also found in the kitchen and living room and on the ceiling. That is some scary stuff. So, I know wedgies, everybody thinks wedgies are funny, but now we can honestly say wedgies can kill, and what a horrible way to die. Now, another lesson we're going to probably have to, or another thing we can learn from this and take home, is you don't talk about somebody's mother. All right? I mean, you just don't go there. You know, I did that once. I was online. This was before, chatting, where you could instant message. Remember when instant messages first came out? So I guess my mom was on there with my brother. I log on. My brother and I start to talk. And I kind of knew my mom was there, but I figured maybe she went to go, tinkle. And my brother starts with me. And I go, well, your mother. And then he goes back, well, your mother. And then I go, well, your mother is so. And, we just kind of go back with mother jokes. Meanwhile, my mom was actually sitting there the whole time.
you gotta really be careful when it comes to, and we're just typing this. Probably, I think we typed it fast so that she could read it. But, you just don't go there. And, let's talk about wedgies. So, this comes from AntiCherry93. He gets credit, or she gets credit, for list of wedgies. Now, I realized there were all these different types of wedgies, and we can't get through the list. I mean, that's how many, right? But it's either this or talking about traffic jam gate with Chris Christie. So why don't we just deal with this, okay? There is an all-around wedgie. This, I guess, can be done solo, but you need two or more people to really do the all-around. You give them a normal wedgie, spin them around, and give them then a frontal wedgie. You could, by the way, how is underwear big enough to do this? If you have a group of people, everybody takes a side of the victim's underwear. This sounds so painful. I am not telling you guys to do this, but you guys need to know what's happening to your kids when they go away to school. These are the wedgies they're getting. All right. If you're doing it by yourself and you're trying to do an all-around wedgie, you're going to have the person kind of, you know, twirl around so you can get the underwear over their face. If you have a group, everybody could pull up the underwear at the same time. This is horrible. This is painful. Of course, the atomic wedgie, the victim's underwear is pulled up so high that it goes over his head or it completely rips off. If over the head, the waistband could be hooked over the nose or over the mouth, adding insult to injury. That, again, scary stuff because somebody died from this. There's a backward wedgie. A wedgie where the victim has her underwear on backwards. This way, the underwear is more like a thong when it is in your butt because the front side of the underwear is not as wide. I don't really get that. That's almost like the victim is preparing for the wedgie. There's a blast wedgie. The victim is wedgied with no pants, so their butt is completely exposed. Then apparently with this type of wedgie, they say water is shot directly at their butt with a water gun. Really? A blast wedgie? There's a bouncing wedgie, a.k.a. kangaroo wedgie. I don't know if this was discovered in Australia, but they say the victim is given a wedgie and then bounced. If you can't bounce the victim, then just start jumping. The underwear then will... this is so dumb. The underwear will then wedge up the victim's butt. And I guess it helps make the atomic wedgie or the shoulder wedgie easier to do. Some of us women are not immune to wedgies. There's the bra connection wedgie. Apparently, you can unhook the back of a bra and then rehook it through the leg holes of the underwear. So when you wedgie, she has a hell of a time getting, she has to unhook her bra to get out of the wedgie. There's a chair wedgie where you can put the underwear over the chair. There's a chew toy wedgie. You need a strong dog chew toy. Oh, you have a chew toy that the dog likes to play with. You tie one end of the rope or leash to the victim's underwear, then tie the other end to the dog's toy. When the dog goes to play at its toy, it gives the victim a massive wedgie. That's sick. Do not involve the pet. There's a conga wedgie. You stand behind your... This is horrible. Conga wedgie. You stand, I'm not telling you guys to do this. These are just a list of wedgies. These are very bad. They cause death. You stand behind your victim, hold on to their underwear, then have someone come up behind you and hold your underwear. Keep up this pattern until everyone who wants to participate is in line, have conga music, and then say, hey, I got to finish this wedgie thing when we come back. I'm not done with the segment. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sorry, I've been going through this list of wedgies because apparently somebody died from asphyxiation when his, I guess he was the stepdad to this one gentleman, 33-year-old, had been arrested and charged with murder for pulling an atomic wedgie and killing the stepfather by an atomic wedgie. So we were quickly reviewing, because I know a lot of us don't realize that there's all these wedgies out there. And I think it's important to know that these wedgies exist. I know some of us think it's funny. You know, the wedgie always was something that we saw, you know, happen to people. Everybody laughed and giggled. But if you've ever had a wedgie, right, it hurts. And then for those of you that actually have scrotum, it could be pretty damaging. Okay, and please don't make me go through all the you know, vas deferens, epididymis, testes anatomy again. So I found a list of wedgies on AntiCherry93
Devion Tart. I gotta tell you, I don't know much about this website, but I gotta tell you, they have given us a slew of all the different types of wedgies. And I just want to quickly review these with you, and then we'll move on to some medical news. Unless you guys want to talk about traffic jam gate, we could talk about that too. It's my anniversary. It's my fifth year, not my husband and me anniversary. It's my fifth anniversary, my fifth birthday on air today. So I get to do whatever I want because it's my birthday. It's not my birthday. My birthday is June 16th. But 5 years ago today, I started radio, and I was talking about, I think, nipple discharge, and I don't know, rectal abscesses. So it's kind of nice to talk about non-medical stuff today. Conga wedgie we talked about, where everybody goes dun 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 dun. Hey, grabbing each other's underwear. There's a, I guess, a copy wedgie, where you pant the victim, you bind their hands, you give them a wedgie. Once their butt is fully exposed, you lift them onto a copy machine and start making copies of their butt. Guys, I am not urging any of this. This is ridiculous, and now it's considered assault. Wedgie is assault, people, okay? You can go to jail for a wedgie, especially if it kills. There's a dangling wedgie. The wedgie usually given by more than one person or somebody who is able to lift the other person. When you give the wedgie, you pull them onto their tippy toes, and then they can't touch the ground. So I guess somebody has you in wedgie formation but is dangling you. There's a dizzy wedgie. Well, while you're in wedgie form, they kind of mess with your little vestibular access there. And your cerebellum and your labyrinths of your ears and your semicircular canals get all messed because they just see how I make this medical. You see how I make this medical? They twirl you around, so you are now a dizzy wedgie. There's a doorknob wedgie. We've all seen that, where you attach the victim's underwear to the doorknob. Okay. Again, I'm not urging any of this. This is very dangerous stuff. There is the dragon wedgie. Very dangerous, where you wedgie them, and as they're being wedgied, you pull their underwear and you drag them. Apparently, there's called a fireman's carry wedgie. Apparently, you are laid over the shoulder of a person like a fireman. Okay? And you grab their underwear, give them a wedgie, and then I guess you run around so everybody sees their butt. Stupid. Now, there's a forklift wedgie. This is a group wedgie, so you need multiple people doing this wedgie, where two or more people grab a victim's underwear, lift them off the ground like a forklift. All right. Unfortunately, this could be one of the most painful ones because there's a lot of speed to the forklift wedgie. I don't urge any of these. These are bad. You could do a front and back wedgie at the same time. Do you guys know that? I'd like to see the type of underwear that stretches to that degree. Where you know what you need to do when you go to a party? You need to be wedgie proof. You have to be wedgie proof, where you wear underwear that just will snap and break. Unless you don't want to be without underwear. All right, so you can do the front and the back. There is the frontal wedgie. We've talked about that. A frosty wedgie. You completely soak the water and freeze. I guess you freeze the underwear. Once the underwear is done freezing, the victim is weighed. Oh, is wedgied in the frozen underwear. That's stupid. Let me see. Let's see if there's anything else. There's a fence wedgie, flagpole wedgie, tennis ball wedgie. I guess you do that at a tennis court. Jet ski wedgie, I would not recommend. All right. A jock lock wedgie. I don't want to go to this one. You grab their feet. No. Journalist wedgie. Oh, that's interesting. Guys, listen to this. Journalist wedgie. Give the victim a wedgie, then hold the wedgie while making them type out what is happening. That is the journalist wedgie. Unfortunately, you can also do messy wedgies, where what you do is you throw a messy substance down their underwear, like bananas, whipped cream, chocolate syrup, and then do the wedgie. All right? You don't want to hurt your floors. There's a breakfast wedgie. The recipe for a breakfast wedgie is milk, cereal, and toast put in the underwear. The recipe for a muddy buddy wedgie is mud, a banana wedgie, or a banana split wedgie. Whatever's on the banana split, those would be the ingredients for that wedgie. A sandwich wedgie. You have a ham and cheese sandwich wedgie. You have a peanut butter wedgie. And then you put half of the sandwich into the front and half of the sandwich in the back. I'm going to add, you could probably do a soup wedgie. You could do. Kind of stupid. There's also multi-layered hanging wedgies. All right. I guess you get multiple links of rope. This is horrible. You get multiple links of rope. Different lengths. You tie the shortest one to their innermost part of the underwear. The longer. I don't know how. the underwear could survive this. Pocket wedgie, propeller wedgie. I guess you use a straight item that you link between both leg holes. A rowing wedgie. I guess you, as if you were in a rowboat, you reach forward and grab their underwear. There's a scarecrow wedgie. People can even self-wedgie. You know, you could give yourself a wedgie. Again, I want to recommend that. Okay. But you can. There's a shoulder wedgie. We talked about that. Getting it over the shoulder. There's also side wedgies. There are split wedgies. I do not want to go into that one. There's a squeaky clean wedgie where I think what you do is you kind of clean the butt before you wedgie them. There's a Tarzan wedgie. It's just like a shoulder wedgie, but you put one leg hole over the victim's shoulder instead of both. You know how Tarzan had one, right? You know how it was just one diagonal as opposed to both shoulders. There's the Texas wedgie. All right. Apparently, the Texas wedgie could be synonymous with the atomic wedgie because it's, like, big. All right. But then the other type of wedgie you can do with Texas is the stars at night are big and bright. And then you wedgie them deep in the heart of Texas. That's the Texas wedgie. Then there's a trash can wedgie. There is a vampire wedgie. Instead of you using your hands to wedgie your victim, you bite the waistline and pull up with your teeth. That's the vampire wedgie. Let me see. Oh, wedgie war. When you give the victim a wedgie, shout out wedgie war to give them a signal that you want them to fight back. And then I guess you guys can each get each other wedgied. And then this is probably to me the most dangerous type of wedgie, the zip line wedgie, where somebody, I guess, could zip line or you could string them across the room zip lining their wedgie. Now, please let me again say this. We already have one death from an atomic wedgie because the guy asphyxiated. This isn't funny, okay? We do not mess around when it comes to underwear and scrotum and perineums and other types of anatomy. Most men really get wedgies, but it looks like we could also violate women's bras at the same time. I have to admit, I mean, I've never been fully wedgicized, but I was the victim of multiple bra snapping in class. Where I would be sitting there, you'd have to be quiet, and somebody would go and snap the back of your bra. And, of course, with somebody like me, once the bra would snap, sometimes it would break, open up, and then I would have some major issues because it's very hard to re-snap a bra from the back. It's very easy to take off the bra, but it's very hard to re-put it back on. You got to take the whole thing off. You got to do it from the front. Then you got to roll it around, and you guys know how to put on a bra. If you don't, there's actually some art and choreography to it. So I really feel bad for any people out there that have been victimized by the wedgie. Okay, let's talk about, when we come back from break, a simple blood test that could detect cervical cancer. Could this put an end to the pap smear? Which I think is even worse to have done than even a wedgie. But it has to be done. I mean, not worse in terms of medically. It's a good test. It's just, you know, you're really up in there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you listening to me live right now, it's 48 minutes past the hour. Chris Christie has been still grilled over the last hour and 45 minutes on Trafficgate. I really don't have any breaking news on that. I apologize, but I do have some breaking medical news on glaucoma. Okay? I know many people are much more interested in traffic jam gate, but guess this is kind of interesting. If you sleep on one side, you're going to be more likely to have glaucoma. They say, glaucoma is that increased intraocular pressure that could put pressure on the optic nerve and damage it, causing blindness. Yeah, they say, these were researchers out of South Korea. They say people with worsening glaucoma
on just one side, we're more likely to sleep with the affected eye facing downward. And you can actually hasten the deterioration of your eye if you are prone to glaucoma. I'm not saying it's causing glaucoma, but you could be more prone to glaucoma in the eye in the more dependent position. Apparently, according to the World Health Organization, glaucoma is the second leading cause of blindness around the world after cataracts. So cataracts is number one. Macular degeneration is also considered, I thought the leading cause of blindness. But that's in America. According to the World Health Organization, they say it's cataracts and then glaucoma. But macular degeneration is high up there as well. So you have increased intraocular pressure, the optic nerve then gets damaged, you start getting tunnel vision, and then eventual blindness. Now, they say there was prior data back in the 90s, isn't that weird to say? Remember, back in the 90s? Yeah, back in the prior century. Suggesting that in patients with glaucoma who sleep on their sides, the eye in the dependent position has greater damage to the optic nerve. Now, I really like sleeping on one side. I like sleeping on my right side. And it's all because of the animal positioning and the way my husband sleeps, and I get to face the bathroom. Because if I got to get up to pee in the middle of the night, I don't want to have to turn around, squash the cat or any kids sleeping in our bed or whatever the hell's going on to get to the bathroom. I need to make a straight shot. So I usually sleep on my right side. So that's going to be very interesting to see if my right eye pressure is worse than my left. Remember those old glaucoma tests? Right, where something had to touch the eye. I hated that. You know, because they would have just numb up the cornea. Then they did the puff of air. Yeah, the little puff of air. Yeah, I love the Tonopen. When I did ER, you just numb the eye, and then you just stick the little Tonopen on the eye. It was awesome. I don't know if they still do that. But, it's a little puff of air. A puff of air. And they do that because they don't want you to freak out that something touched your eyes. You got that little tiny puff of air. Right, so you think it's just all puffy. You know, puff. Whenever you hear something like puff, it's usually not bad. You know? So like if somebody, let's say, is having some breathing issues, okay, and I have to do an SVN and they're freaked out that they're going into respiratory distress, I'm like, oh, you just gotta take a couple puffs of this. And it's like, oh, just some puffs. And they relax. So I love the word puff. Anyway, all right, so for those of us that sleep on one side or the other, that would be a nice study, okay? What type of medical problems arise from those who are right-sided sleeper versus left-sided sleeper? The other thing to do is also, where's my headache? If my headache's on the right side, I'm going to want to sleep with the right side on the pillow. You know, if my headache's on the left, I sleep with my left side on the pillow. I just noticed that just feels better. There's something about pressure and pressure points that seem to help. All right. Also, you know, sometimes the cat likes to take a leak in the bed. So I will aim, if I can't get up in the middle of the night to clean it because I'm just so tired and I don't care because I'm, you know, delirious because I'm sleeping, I will also turn sides. And the next day I'll be like, what? What the hell is this? Because I don't want to put my hands in it. If my back's to it, nothing's going to touch it. I don't understand. One of my cats every now and then decides to pee smack in the middle of the bed. She's an idiot. Okay, so since lying down raises the pressure in the eyeball and sleeping on one side consistently more than the other could be problematic for that eye, they decided to investigate whether a side sleeping position might be part of the problem. So they looked at 430 glaucoma patients, and they found that 132 of the patients preferred to sleep on one side. 67% usually slept with the worst eye downward. Now, what if it's because, you know how I like to sleep on one side depending on my headache? Maybe their eye is bothering them, and that's why they just instinctively do that. So, pretty interesting breaking news. See, no, Chris Christie's still up there talking. So I really apologize that you guys aren't getting the live feed. It blows my mind that more people are worried about this whole traffic jam gate than they were with what Hillary had to say with Benghazi. Just the media attention to this. I understand it's important, but wow. I mean, I've gotten no other news coming from most of these media stations, these media outlets. Except all I'm seeing is Chris Christie. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us go and get our pap smear, right? We have to undress, we have to shave our legs, we have to do our nails, we got to pluck whatever we missed, right, with the razor. Then we get up into the stirrups, and we have a big metallic cold speculum shoved in. Many of us would really, really prefer a blood test, right, to be screened for cervical cancer and pap smears. So in a groundbreaking research, this is being reported by DNAIndia.com, Scientists have confirmed a more convenient, non-invasive test for detecting and staging cervical cancer. Researchers at University of Louisville in Kentucky found that using the heat profile from a person's blood, plasma thermogram, oh, this is cool, can serve as an indicator for the presence or absence of cervical cancer, including the stage of cancer. He says, we are able to demonstrate if the current treatment is effective, that clinicians will be able then to later tailor, et cetera, their treatment. So to generate a plasma thermogram, a blood plasma sample, I guess, is melted. And it produces this unique signature indicating a person's health status. And the signature represents the major proteins in blood plasma. For those of you that want to know where this article is, you can read it yourself because I'm doing such a wonderful job explaining it. It's in the journal Plus One. The team demonstrated that the plasma thermogram profile varies when a person has or does not have the disease. This is kind of boring, okay? I thought this would be a lot more exciting. The key, okay, it's supposed to get exciting now, this article. The key is not the actual melting temperature of the thermogram, oh, but the shape of the heat profile. Ah. So these biomarkers, you know, that detect the presence of disease, how we it gives off biomarkers, these could affect the thermogram of somebody with cervical cancer disease. Ladies, we're screwed. We still have to get the pap smear. There's no way they're going to do this, or Obamacare is not going to pay for this. No, they're going to want to take the sampling, and they're going to want to see if we have any changes in our cells and all that. All right, that stinks. Okay, I thought this is something I could do tomorrow because I'm actually due for my pap smear soon. It's wintertime and I really don't want to shave my legs. And for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An unidentified 61-year-old Colorado woman took cesium tablets for a year instead of opting for traditional cancer treatment to treat her breast cancer. She injected these crushed supplements mixed with water into her breast. Unfortunately, she suffered heart failure, lapsed into a coma, died 10 years later. From what we understand, she did not want to have a biopsy. The autopsy revealed that it had spread to her lymph nodes. And she was taking these cesium tablets, cesium chloride, I guess. And some alternative medicine sites discuss how you could use cesium because it could increase the pH of acidic cancer cells, causing it to be more basic in the area, slowing their growth, which is why she probably tried to have a topical application of it. After the woman and her husband injected the cesium into her breast, things took a tragic turn, and unfortunately, she went into cardiac arrest. So I'm confused if she was orally taking this for a year, and then all of a sudden she tried to inject it, and then she had the heart attack, or was she injecting it for a while? Unfortunately, you know, when you look at this, and I mean, trust me, I would love, absolutely love, for there to be less expensive, more natural ways to treat cancer. But don't be questioning of tablets and sticking them in your breast, please, for the love of the Lord. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.